From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The Commerce Department reports retail sales were down by 1.5% in September from August, but that was a smaller drop than many analysts had expected, and economist Peter Morici of the University of Maryland says discounting the government's subsidized auto trade-in program that ended in August, the results would have looked better.
Retail sales were artificially inflated in August by cash for clunkers. In September, they fell back as sales of automobiles and parts fell by about 10%.
Morici says leaving out the ending of cash for clunkers, overall retail sales would actually have been up in September from August. Approval of a health care overhaul measure by the Senate Finance Committee marks a major milestone for the health care effort. But in many ways, it's just the end of the beginning, as NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
Finance was the last committee to complete its work on a health bill and the first to win a Republican vote, that of Maine Senator Olympia Snowe. But only now does the real work start, as President Obama noted in a brief appearance yesterday in the White House Rose Garden.
Now's not the time to pat ourselves on the back. Now's not the time to offer ourselves congratulations. Now's the time to dig in and work even harder to get this done.
In the Senate, two committee bills now need to be merged into one before floor debate can begin. In the House, three committee bills must be made into one. Debates are expected in both houses later this month or in early November. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Pakistan's military, using jets and helicopter gunships, has pounded Taliban positions in their stronghold of South Waziristan along the Afghan border. Nearly a dozen militants were reportedly killed. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Military sources say troops have targeted and heavily bombed Taliban hideouts in South Waziristan. Since May, the army has been conducting strikes, and soldiers have been massing on the periphery of this tribal area to blockade the militants who largely control it. Tens of thousands of residents have also been fleeing for some time in anticipation of what the army says is a looming offensive, an offensive the United States fully supports. The U.S. believes the area could harbor some of the world's most wanted men, including Osama bin Laden. His Al-Qaeda network is believed to be assisting Pakistani Taliban militants. The Taliban's assault on Pakistan's army headquarters this past weekend demonstrates that the extremists retain a capacity for lethal strikes. Any serious venture into their terrain is fraught with difficulties, including an oncoming winter. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Checking the stock markets, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 106 points at 99.77. The NASDAQ Composite is up 23 at 21.62. And the S&P 500 is up 12. This is NPR News. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown says he is ordering several hundred more troops to Afghanistan, bringing the total to 9,500. But he says he wants other countries to do their share, too. Speaking in Parliament today, Brown also promised lawmakers that he would make sure troops in Afghanistan have adequate equipment. That issue has been a source of contention in Britain. The Chicago Cubs baseball team is a step closer to being sold to a billionaire family after a bankruptcy judge approved the deal for a second time. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Media conglomerate Tribune Company, which filed last December for bankruptcy protection, is selling the Cubs and the historic Wrigley Field for $845 million, a record price for a major league team. A bankruptcy judge had already said the deal could move forward. As part of that planned sale, though, to the family of billionaire Joe Ricketts, the Cubs filed its own separate bankruptcy petition on Monday, and the judge has again approved the sale. The separate bankruptcy filing ensures that the new owners of the Cubs won't be affected by any potential claims of Tribune creditors. Major League Baseball owners have also given their okay to the deal, which gives the Ricketts family a 95% stake in the team and leaves the Tribune Company with the remaining 5%. The sale of the Cubs is expected to close in a couple of weeks. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
The Philadelphia Phillies, the defending World Series champs, are headed west for tomorrow's opener of the National League Championship Series against the Los Angeles Dodgers. It's a rematch of last year's series, and the Phillies were 3-4 against the Dodgers in the latest regular season. The New York Yankees are hosting Game 1 of the American League Championship on Friday against the Los Angeles Angels. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.